Hi, everyone. It is Jamie Jill right here with Madlet Musings podcast. And today we have a bonus episode with a brand new debut author, Jordan Millsaps. Welcome, Jordan.
Hi, Jamie Jill. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here, too. I always have a hard time when I welcome people onto the show because it feels so like stiff and formal, like, hello, say something now. It's your turn.
Greetings.
Greetings. Oh man. But yeah, you have a book releasing that just released this week. And when people are listening to this podcast, it'll be a few days old. So share away. What's this book about that we're all excited?
Yeah. It's called The Wedding Date Deal. Like you said, it's my first book. It's a romantic comedy. It's a sweet, clean, closed door romantic comedy. So just so people know what to expect there. It is about Grant, who the story opens when he is getting a wedding invitation for his brother's wedding, and he really doesn't want to go because his brother is marrying Grant's ex-fiance. So, you know, awkward. His best friend, Zach, proposes that maybe he would feel more comfortable going to this wedding if he could bring a girlfriend with him, which is a problem because Grant doesn't have a girlfriend and he doesn't want a girlfriend because he's not over this whole thing with his ex-fiance. Enter Annie, who is, girl's got some problems with money. She's got a lot going on, cars breaking down and that kind of thing. It kind of comes about that he will pay her to pretend to be his girlfriend for a couple of days, and they're going to go to this beach wedding. What could go wrong, right?
Nothing. Nothing. Sounds like a recipe for complete success.
Easy peasy.
So it's a beachside story too, or it's the beach wedding?
Yeah, so it starts in Nashville. That's where Grant and Annie live. And about the first half or two-thirds takes place in Nashville.
Okay.
They're running around doing some stuff and getting to know each other. And then they do go to the beach. They go to Florida. And most of the rest of the book is in Florida. And then they pop back to Nashville for the end. So.
All right. So readers can get kind of a little bit of a vacation with the book as well. Nashville and the beach. I mean, what more do you want? Right.
Yeah, the cover is very beachy. There's some palm trees and stuff. It's very cute.
That's fun. Oh, cool. So tell us a little bit about you, because you are new to the bookish world from the standpoint of readers, since this is your first book, but you're not new to the bookish world. So tell us a little bit about Jordan.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been writing ever since I was a kid. My parents probably, if they dig hard enough, would probably find like some Lisa Frank spiral bound notebooks, me writing stories about, I didn't really know about conflict when I was a kid. So mine were just kind of like happily ever after all the way through, like, you know, this girl goes to live on a farm and she gets horses and dogs and all of this stuff that we all want when we're 10 years old. But since then, I have written, kind of for myself and for my blog, I've written a couple of different manuscripts and kind of tried to query those and see where they go. Recently, within the last year or so, I really got into reading and writing romantic comedy and decided to just give it a try with, indie publishing that. I know, you know, especially like with Kindle Unlimited, rom-com books are super popular. That's
right.
Where I read a ton of Kindle Unlimited rom-coms. So I decided to throw my hat in the ring and see what happens. And we got The Wedding Date Deal.
There we go. So that sounds like fun. Do you have to have a sense of humor to read a rom-com, or can you be like my husband, who's just real straight-laced, and or who's your ideal reader of a rom-com, I guess is what I'm thinking.
That's kind of a chicken or an egg question. Do you have to have a sense of humor to read a rom-com? I think you have to have a sense of humor to want to read a romantic comedy.
That's a
so
good answer.
in that sense, I guess, yes, my target reader would have a sense of humor.
Oh, that's funny. I know that was a weird out of the blue question, but I was just like, huh, I wonder if you could have somebody who's not into comedy pick up a rom-com and really enjoy it. I bet you they could. But yeah, it's that initiative to actually pick it up would need to. Yeah. Okay. So do people consider you a naturally funny person, or does your funny come out in your writing?
I like to think I'm naturally funny. I can be a very sarcastic person, so I try really hard to tone that down in the books because sometimes I'll write something and then just immediately erase it and be like, no, that was too mean. You can't write
Yeah. Sometimes
that.
sarcasm comes across as bitter instead of funny. I have that problem.
Yeah. Well, especially on the page because there's no context. You can't see my face and see that I'm winking or making a funny face, you know. So, yeah, I mean, especially like when I'm with my sisters, we, you know, banter and I feel like we're all pretty funny. So, yeah.
That's the
Maybe
best.
we just get each other's sense of humor, though. It could be that.
Well, I think that is a little bit of a given with family. You do sort of get
Yeah.
each other's sense of humor, but yeah, I've always been really sarcastic myself, and that will come out in my writing. And I think we need to start a new trend where we can include emojis in books because it would really help sarcastic authors.
I think it would, some kind of way to signal that this is, you know, humor,
It's a joke.
sarcasm, and
It's just a
not
joke.
bitterness and resentment. Yes.
You should try that with your next indie published book. Start including emojis and LOLs and just see how well it's received
Yes,
by
I should. Yeah.
readers.
I will definitely say that was Jamie Joe's idea in the
Yeah, there you go.
acknowledgments.
Yeah, the acknowledgments. Yeah, exactly. If this book's a flop, it's Jamie Joe's fault. Oh, that's fun. Okay, so your book, Grant, and you said Annie was the heroine's
Yes.
name. Do they have like special quirks about them, or how do you take a romance and turn it into a rom-com?
Oh, that's a good question. I think for me, it's just putting them in situations where there it's just, you know, awkward or like something has to happen here that is going to be kind of humorous. As far as like quirks, Annie's a little bit awkward herself. She maybe does a, you know, like a turkey dance at one point. She falls at least once. you know, Grant is actually his sister's nickname for him is Ulysses, Ulysses Grant, because he's very serious. She says that that nickname is befitting a Civil War general. So yeah, so he's very kind of serious and straight-laced, and he doesn't, you know, he's not really very funny, I guess. But that kind of lends the to, for the humor for the reader to see them interact that way because Annie's not like wild and crazy, but she's definitely a foil to Grant's seriousness as far as being a little more go with the flow than he is.
Yeah. So he's kind of more of a type A personality, and she's more of a fly by the seat of her pants, perhaps.
Yeah, she's a little more relaxed. She's a second grade teacher, so you have to be kind of flexible. You know, and Grant works he works for his family's company in the financial department. So he's, you know, spreadsheets and that kind of thing. So it's, you know, that's fairly representative of their personalities.
That makes sense then. That makes sense. It is kind of funny though how the opposites attract. I don't even want to call it a trope because it's kind of like even in real life, it seems to be the way of things. Like my husband's very much that type A, and I'm very much the seat of the pants. And those are the things that irritate us the most about each other.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
yet,
Well, I think that's especially critical for a rom-com that they be, you know, kind of opposite to each other because if you have two people that are exactly the same, there's no way to really be funny about that without those reactions to each other, like you did what? We're doing what? Why are you this way?
Oh, fun. Was it fun to dream up circumstances to drop them into? Like, I mean, did you really have to torture your characters?
Like I tortured them too much. I mean, I guess Grant would probably beg to differ because you know his brother's marrying his ex-fiance,
Well,
so
yeah.
that's a whole thing.
That's rough.
You know, lots of like family drama and like whose side is everybody on because they're you know the two brothers and that kind of thing. So, but I wouldn't say that I torture them too badly. I think it turns out pretty well.
So readers can read this with a rom-com and a happy ever after
Yes,
in the
certainly
story.
happily ever after, yes.
That's good. That's good. Awesome. What else do we need to know about this new book and these characters in the story?
Oh gosh. Let's see, what else would you want to know? It's the first in a three-part series that I have planned.
Aha.
So Grant has of course a brother and a sister that I already mentioned, and they are going to be getting their own stories, so be on the lookout for that.
Fun.
Trying to think what else you would want to know. We already talked about the setting. One thing I'll
Mm-hmm.
say about the setting in Nashville. So I live in Tennessee, so I've been
Okay.
to Nashville multiple times. So I tried to incorporate at least a few real life places that you could go and visit if you were in Nashville that they
Okay.
go to for different reasons. So there's a little bit of that in the author's note in the back too. But a few of the places are fictional that I made up to serve my purposes. But there's at least five or six places that are real. Restaurants, bookstores, places that you can go in Nashville,
That's
if
cool.
you ever visit there. So you
Yeah.
can see where Grant and Annie were.
Ah, that's kind of cool. You could do the Grant and Annie tour of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, I actually made a little list of the ones that are real and put them on my website so that if
Okay.
anybody wants to, you know, like print that off if they're in Nashville, wants to visit the places that Annie and Grant visited, they can check those off the list.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It's fun to have books that are kind of interactive that way that you can actually go and visit. I'm always making my places up because I put think people through so many awful and horrendous situations that I try and keep the places fictional so that nobody's too offended by how miserable I make people. But so it's fun to have books
That makes
that
sense.
you actually go visit. Oh, fun. Do you have like a spiritual thread in your book, or would you classify it as Christian fiction, or is it more just a general love story?
It is, I would say it's written from like a Christian worldview because, you know, I'm a Christian. It's kind of interesting because I read a lot of Christian fiction. And so when I started writing this book, I was really praying a lot, like, what kind of spiritual theme what I should I put in here? What do you want me to show folks with Grant and Annie's story? And I never really got anything. And I had a like a long conversation with my husband about, you know, is it okay to just not have a specific spiritual thread and just have a clean, entertaining book? And that's what it ended up being because every time I would come to a place where it felt like I could insert a thread of forgiveness or redemption or what, you know, different things that you would insert. It always just didn't feel natural. It felt very
Okay.
inorganic and like I was trying to force it. So
Yeah.
I ultimately left that out. But there's mentions of like going to church and seeing a, you know, a counselor who's a, specifically a Christian counselor. And so it kind of works its way in. But there's no specific spiritual threads. Although I will say, if you are a Christian reading this from a Christian perspective, you probably will pick up on some things like the fact that none of this would have happened if Grant didn't have an issue with pride and like some things like that.
Sure.
So
Yeah.
hopefully
Yeah.
that answers your question.
No, it totally does because I mean every quote Christian unquote air quotes author has a different degree of how they incorporate faith into the book. Some people are very overt with the gospel message and that's their calling and they have a very clear message they want. And then you have the opposite end of the spectrum where they're just writing good, clean entertainment with good values and morals and ethics, but you're not necessarily gonna have an outright message. So it's just, I think readers like to know kind of what styles are because each one has a different preference for that. And some like all of it, and some prefer one over the other. So it's just fun to find out.
Yeah, and I read a little bit of everything. So, like I said, you know, I went into this expecting that there would be a really
Yeah.
obvious thread, and then it just kind of didn't happen that way. And so, I really kind of struggled with like, is this okay? Is this okay to do this?
So how
And
did
then
you, yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, then I just, you know, ultimately after praying and talking it out, decided that that was what it was supposed to be. So.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, how did you come to the conclusion that it was okay to have a book that wasn't overtly in your face gospel?
Yeah, I think I just, you know, I thought if I'm seeking the Lord on this and I'm praying and I'm not getting anything, then maybe that just means that he doesn't have a specific thing that he wants me to do here. And so I didn't, because I also thought too, you know, when we just go about our lives, I feel like, at least in my experience, that a lot of our witness comes from just the way people see us living our lives and not so much that we're like quoting scripture to the person at Walmart who's ringing up your groceries, you know, like just the
Right.
way you live your life.
Right.
And so I felt like that's kind of what I was trying to do with the wedding date deal is kind of just, you know, make it where like I said, it's from a Christian worldview. So there's a little bit of that stuff in there that somebody might notice, but it wouldn't be enough that if you weren't looking for Christian fiction, that it would be off-putting, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So yeah, but it's a little bit in there.
Yeah, and I think that's really apt and logical because yes, I mean, even if you are the person who's quoting scripture to the cashier at Walmart, it's probably not getting well received in
Probably
most
not. I
cases.
mean, probably not. So, and I'm totally open to in the future that that might change and there might be some more spiritual threads in there, but at least for this series, I think it's probably just going to be, like you said, good, clean entertainment that you can read before bed and go to sleep happy.
Well, and that's good. I mean, I think we need all kinds of entertainment, and there is so much not good entertainment out there that it's good to just have something that you can pick up and not be worried about. I also like having books that I don't have to be afraid of my preteen daughter picking up and what she's going to see inside the cover, you know, as she starts getting into romances herself. It's nice to have fun ones that, you know, they can pick up and just enjoy and be introduced to a clean romance in healthy relationship terms. So I think that's awesome too. So cool. Well, so this one just came out, and then you said there's two more coming in the trilogy. Are they going to be releasing once a year or once every 6 months, or do you not know?
My plan, you know what the Bible says about plans,
Yeah,
is
exactly.
every 6 months. So the next one probably April-ish, and then the third one would be October of next year, if everything, you know, if my timeline works out the way that I think it will. And I actually have also a related novella. It's like a prequel to this one. So Annie's best friend's name is Kayla, and it's Kayla's story. And it's a Christmas themed novella. It is, by the time your readers or your listeners are hearing this, it will still be available for free for subscribers to my no newsletter for a few more days. And then it's going to be going on Kindle as well. So, but it's pretty cute. I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, I almost feel bad about saying this, but I think I like it even a little bit better than the Wedding Day Deal. And it's not even a full length thing. So,
Oh, that's
but
funny.
yeah, it's called The Holiday Exchange.
Okay, awesome. And so, yeah, so this will be airing on October the 21st. So the readers will have a couple extra days then to sign up and get that for free.
Yep, this will have about a week to get that for free. So it's so the series, I'm calling it the Boyfriend in the Bargain series. So the whole idea is each story centers around a couple who makes some kind of deal, bargain, exchange, swap, that they don't intend to turn into a romantic relationship, but you know, of course it does.
That's
So
good.
that's the deal with the Boyfriend in the Bargain.
That's awesome. I love it. I
Yeah.
love it. So if readers want to sign up for your newsletter, want to get their free book, want to follow you, what's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, so my author website is just jordanmillsaps.com. Super easy. Two L's and an S on the end. So Millsaps. Jordanmillsaps.com. And then as far as social media goes, I hang out on Instagram quite a bit. Over there, I am actually Read, Eat, Repeat One, because that was my handle from my blogging days for a long time. So I didn't want to change it and
Change
confuse
it.
people and have dead links and all that kind of stuff. So I'm still Read, Eat, Repeat One. So
Hey, there's nothing wrong with read, eating, and repeating that at all.
I
I think that's a
that's
great.
basically my life motto. So
I like that. I might adopt it myself. I might become read, eat, repeat too.
go for it. It's a good life.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, best of blessings. I won't even say luck. Best blessings to you on the release of this new book. And I know we've known each other for a while, and it's just so fun to see your writing journey grow and be able to help you celebrate today. I think this is awesome. I'm so excited for
Yeah.
you.
Well, thank you. I was excited to get to hang out with you on release day. So, yay.
Hey, a little bit of celebration. Now you can go back to laundry.
Exactly.
The glamorous life of
It's
writers, right?
that's what I was about to say. It's so glamorous.
I know. Everybody has this great idea that we wake up in the morning and we put on our cute little outfits and curl up in a chair with a cozy blanket and a cup of hot coffee and write. And it's like, no.
No, the only part of that that's true is the coffee.
The coffee. Well, the coffee's always true.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Jordan, thanks so much for being with us. And then hopefully you can join us again when book two comes out and we can stay in touch.
I would love to. Thank
All
you.
right.